From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A unique collection of photographs from the Vietnam War is on display in North Carolina. They were taken by servicemen and women with Instamatic cameras. By the late 1960s, cameras had become light enough, small enough, and cheap enough for many young soldiers to carry with them to document their wartime experience. Stephanie Martin of member station WFDD went to the exhibition and spoke with some of the veteran photographers.
Army veteran Larry Deshawn stands next to one of his black and white photographs hanging on a wall of Winston-Salem's Sawtooth Center for Visual Art.
It's been locked away for like 25 years, and to see it up here is just both embarrassing and exhilarating.
Embarrassing because the 20-year-old Deshawn is naked, his back to the camera. Exhilarating, he says, because it depicts one of his happier moments in Vietnam. He's standing in ankle-deep water while two of his fellow soldiers crouch to fit in the absurdly tiny pool. One of the soldiers simultaneously laughs and cringes as Deshawn uses a ration can as a makeshift showerhead. Shortly before the photograph was taken, Deshawn had asked several artillery groups if they would fire a hole in the ground to bring up water just beneath the surface.
And this day, the only people I could convince to do it was a little mortar group, so the size of the hole is diminished to where the occupancy is obviously three.
Like the water flowing under Vietnam's driest soil, haunting, painful memories lie beneath even the most lighthearted pictures. Deshawn points to the young man being doused with water. This is Jojo, one of his best friends.
About 3 months after that photograph was taken, Jojo, he carried a grenade launcher, and he took a round in one of the grenades, and it exploded and took most of one side of his chest away.
The exhibition features 60 8x10 enlargements of snapshots taken during local veterans' tours in Vietnam. Initially, the veterans were reluctant to submit their photographs, says curator Martin Tucker. Many were still bitter about the hostility they encountered when they returned home from the war and had kept their memories and their pictures to themselves. But Tucker slowly gained their trust as he explained the goals of the exhibition.
This is not the Veterans Administration's take on what you guys did. This is your story and your opportunity to show what it was like over there through your camera, through your lens, through your experiences.
Tucker received some 2,600 photographs. The ones he chose for the exhibition reflect the veterans' wide variety of experiences, both in combat and during their downtime. After the gallery clears, Larry Deshawn shows the last of his four photographs showcased in the exhibition.
If you count me as the person taking the picture, the head count in the shot is seven. And those are the seven survivors of a platoon that counted 21 the day before.
The blurred color photograph depicts six soldiers standing along a riverbank in Cambodia. Deshawn says there had been a massive firefight earlier that day. Some of his fellow soldiers had gone down to the river hoping a U.S. gunboat would help them evacuate dozens of dead and wounded men. Instead, the boat mistook the soldiers for the enemy and opened fire. Deshawn and the men in the photograph spent the evening sorting through the remains of their dead friends.
We accomplished nothing, really. There was no gratification. There was just such a sense of loss. I thought the photograph said that. That's all that's left of us.
The exhibition stays in Winston-Salem for the rest of July. Curators then hope to take it to galleries and VFW halls around the state. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Martin in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.